Let's have some fun and go on an adventure. It's time to pull out your weed and vibe with me. First off, I will say that it is a goddamn miracle that I am alive today. I know that it is because that I have a purpose, a mission to fulfill here on this planet Earth, because something that I have been mentioning when I first rise in the morning is that I did not wake myself up. Something else did. And it is spirit, source, the universe, all that is, cosmic intelligence, whatever it is that gives me life and all life on this planet, that is what woke me up. And so I have to take time to appreciate the fact that I am alive. All the shit that I've been through is irrelevant. All the haters and naysayers is irrelevant. I really am feeling invincible today, and so I am going on an adventure. I am having fun, living life to the fullest, and I invite you guys, lovely listeners, to join in. Hello, my name is Nikitra Barard. You're tuning into the Creative Album Podcast. I am your host. Honestly, I don't know where we going, what we doing, because I'm feeling quite spontaneous today. So this is the time to grab your weed, get your cannabis, light it up, spark it up. I will probably play some music, get the vibrations high, and I'm going to do a card reading because I love offering this as a service. I have been learning some tips and tricks from a couple girls who are experienced with tarot cards, oracle card readings. This is for fun and entertainment. I just love how the messages that they have to offer give me inner strength and clarity and insight. It's kind of fun. And I want to be able to offer this to those who are drawn to my work, so that I can be of service to you. So yes, I'm going to offer a reading. Meanwhile, I'm going to enjoy some sativa today. It helps me to feel grounded. I think this is what I need. I am working on my own cannabis brand. I think I have a name for it. I'm going to go with Flower Power, and I want to throw puff parties. I have been looking at some information about cannabis chefs and experts. Can you believe that we have that? Okay. But I've been working with them to develop some edibles for the brand. I also want to bring CBD gummies and the flower buds itself, maybe some pre-rolls. You guys gotta tell me what you like. This is a new venture for me, but I think this is going to be so amazing. So yeah, I'm just sampling out what I have before I actually, you know, put it on the market. That way I am, you know, very well educated about it so that I can be able to give you what you need. Before I get lit, I do want to let you guys know about the Creative Community monthly subscription that is available by clicking subscribe on the homepage of the podcast, and it gives you access to exclusive member-only content created by me, Nikitra Barard. It includes e-commerce business tips and strategies, spirituality services, self-development, personal growth, and some unique sessions such as light activations, sound healing, meditations. It is a one-of-a-kind membership, which is great for artists, entertainers, writers, speakers, musicians, dancers, teachers, all of the above. Or if you are looking for some inspiration, this is great for you. to connect with like-minded individuals who are creative, think outside of the box. So yes, click subscribe on the homepage of the podcast and you instantly have access to be a creative community member. Yeah, we're 6 months in the year of 2022, so here I am doing a 6 month checkup, you know, for my health, for my finances, my relationships, who here for me, who not. So yeah, that's the work that I have to do today that is on the agenda. I am in the process of creating multiple streams of income because it is officially hurricane season, and you never know, when Mother Nature strikes, she could come and wipe everything out. And I want to make sure that I am in a position to take care of myself. And this also makes me think about that today I wanted to plant some cucumber seeds. I have I have this vision to grow a fruit and vegetable garden. I started earlier this year and then I had some obstacles to overcome. I kind of postponed it because I've been doing this on my own, not really knowing what I'm doing. So I am trying to get back at it. But yes, I am going to plant some seeds today. And what else do we have on the list of things to do? I listen to my horoscope daily and the stars are telling me that I should look into finding remote work, and I am so open to that. So if you guys have any positions or recommend any remote jobs, let me know, fill me in, because this may be a great time for business collaboration and opportunities. And on to the next thing, I have my spiritual work, my spiritual business that I'm working on, right? So I feel like the more that I have been learning about astrology, like, it's oversaturated. It's like, oh my gosh, there's so many people that are doing this. And, you know, like, I don't think there's any space for me. But that's really just, you know, excuses that I'm making, I guess, because when it comes to some of the other projects that I'm working on, such as writing music, or I'm working on a short film, doing documentary, my own series, these are things that I want to do, and I don't feel like that's oversaturated. So yeah, it's interesting how we will put limitations on ourselves, right? I want to make music videos and perform on stage. These are some of the new dreams that I have, especially since I am alive today. It's like, let's go for it. Let's live life to the fullest. I know that there are a couple of people, I'm probably going to say many people, who are suffering, or, you know, just not in connect with their higher self, with their divine self. So I could be the catalyst, you know, to get them there through my work. So yeah, I mean, I have heard, you know, a lot of people talk smack about me personally in my own life. Also, I've heard people talk smack about celebrities, you know, stars, people who have a lot of influence or a lot of attention. And I mean, that's not gonna stop me, because anybody who have something negative to say about another human being, I just be like, why aren't you living your life? Why are you concerned and, you know, being bothered by someone who is living their own life, you know? So yeah, it's just, human beings are, you know, quite interesting. I've learned to be happy and to myself. So I am living in luxury and peace that goes beyond understanding. That is why I'm feeling so good today. So I am opening up to receive all the desires that are coming and flowing from my heart. So yeah, we're gonna make some magic happen today. This month, I expect it to be busy and more prosperous than usual. I am preparing for some upgrades with technology and transportation. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Meanwhile, I'm going to play some jazz music while I roll up. What a unique sound and a great way to set the tone, don't you think? There are so many wonderful things to get into, but before we do any of that, we have to honor God, give it up to Goddess. And one of the ways that I like to do that is through these card readings. So let's get ready to hear some intuitive messages from Spirit. I really don't need these cards. I just love to have them on hand because, y'all, I could flow all day. There are so many things that I could talk about, from good to bad, from high to low, all that is. They just help me stay focused on what really matters, okay? I am in the market for shopping for some more decks, oracle card decks, tarot decks. But right now I'm using the Keepers of the Light card deck, and so that is what we're working with. Bridget is a Celtic goddess of Ireland who is closely associated with fire and the time of spring. Your spiritual fire is growing within. Recognize that the power of your soul is greater than you think. That is why I'm saying that. I cannot believe that I'm alive today. You have come a long way since you began this journey. There is a powerful force within you, and you have the ability to create wonderful changes in your own life and inspire those around you to do the same. I noticed that I have been doing that along the way, not even trying to, so be aware of new projects, opportunities, and fertile ideas that can grow into something larger than you may imagine. And you could call on Bridget to bring her sacred flames to burn away anything that is not serving you, to bless new projects that you have in mind, and for support with fertility. So ladies, if you're trying to get pregnant, have a baby, the goddess Bridget is here to support you in that. All right, I'm having so much fun. I'm gonna go for another card or two. We have faith, humanity, and benevolence. She comes with this sweet smelling vessel. She has this blue aura about her. Stay calm. Trust the good in yourself and others. See the light in the world. I recently attended this event about the future of cities, and the main topic of the conversation was about planet Earth herself and the importance of soil, how there is a real need to honor and take care of the soil. I didn't even know that there was a crisis, you know, according to that. But if you ask me, if there were no humans on planet Earth, I think she would be just fine without us. So yeah, we need to be mindful of the planet. Come back to Earth. Some of the ways that you can stay grounded is going outside in nature, taking a walk, sitting by a body of water, whether it's a lake or maybe it's time to take a trip, a vacation to a waterfall or the beach. You know, that's, you know, how we stay grounded. So that is Gaia. Okay, the next message we have is Saint Germain, who reminds me of Dr. Strange. He has this lavender glow about him, karma releasing, move beyond drama, create your own path, make room for good energy. Yeah, that's the piece that I was talking about. So, y'all, I grew up in a small town, the middle of nowhere, where people gossip for entertainment. There's not a lot of things to do for people in the community, so gossip is like entertainment. But as I have matured and got older, I learned that that's, you know, not really okay. That's not something that I want to partake in, you know. So it's like, if you are familiar with having drama in your life and then you don't have it, it's like, you gotta adjust to that. You have to adapt to that. And it's one of the things that I had to do, move beyond drama, create your own path. So here I am getting paid for speaking my truth, okay? Like, this is what comes with leveling up and karma releasing. Now, I don't know what comes to mind when you hear karma, but I know that there is a such thing as good or bad karma. I don't really know, you know, too much about that, but it's important for you to make room for good energy. So that is Saint Germain showing up. All right, so the next card we have is Odin, Psychic Insight. He is an interesting character. He have runes in the background. He have this helmet with angel wings. Your third eye is open. See truth for what it is. Follow your intuition. Yeah, I did mention something about the age of the Aquarius. So I feel like we started off, humanity at a grand scale started off, like, if we go back to the Industrial Revolution, and then we move into the age of information, and now I feel like we are moving into the age of intuition, where we already know the answers. Or we have the ability to tap into universal intelligence, not Google for everything. You know, Google is not God. So your third eye is open. See truth for what it is. This kind of comes with learning, you know, lessons in life. I have my spiritual awakening, and it just seems like I automatically or instantly could sense anything that was not real, that was, you know, not truthful. And I want to say it really didn't make sense to me, because some of the people that I have been associating with or communicating with or develop relationships with, you know, for the past several years, I realized that they're, you know, that they were not who I thought they were. Or, you know, instead of me taking it personal when I was encountering someone who was a pathological liar, they lie about everything, it wasn't about me. It was about me understanding that they are who they are, and I don't have to accept that, you know. So it's like seeing truth for what it is. And yeah, there's so much more I could go on there, but follow your intuition. Intuition is going to be a topic that I feel like we do talk about more, or, you know, try to figure out what it is, because a lot of us think with our analytical mind, our logical mind. Sometimes there are things that we do not know about life, about this planet. You know, we don't know everything. Humans think that they have control, when the truth is you didn't create planet Earth. You just inhabited for quite some time, and then you're off into another realm. So psychic insight, and I believe that I have been tapping into that, which is why I want to offer these card readings in the first place, because I believe that I have tapped into a spiritual gift, and here I am to use it. So you guys sign up for the creative community membership. I'm also going to have some information on patreon.com/empressnikitra. You got a couple options here. It's no excuses not to get in on this. All right, so the next card we have is Bridget, Inner String. She is holding a bowl of fire. Move back to wholeness. Recognize that you have the power. She is the twin flame of Archangel Michael, and they are on a divine mission to help us recognize that humans are basically good and aligned with love. Yeah, I need to call on you guys to help me to see the light, all right? Stay calm and breathe. You are a divine being of love who has done so much good in the world. You may be going through personal transformations and feel that you're not getting anywhere, but Archangel Faith is drawing close to guide you beyond the limitations that your ego or fears have created for you. Yeah, like I said, I want to offer these spiritual card readings and I'm just saying to myself, oh my gosh, it's oversaturated. Or I want to perform on stage and, you know, do music videos. And I'm just coming up with excuse after excuse, like nobody's gonna like it. But no, you may be trying to work out whom to trust, and you know where you can start? You can start by trusting yourself. When you do this and recognize that you are made of love, you will attract those who reflect that love and can enjoy true friendships and loving relationships. Know that good is here to stay. That is why I love these cards. That is why I love doing this. I think this is a great way to close out the reading. I am going to do a couple videos or maybe go live today. I like to show my face on camera so that y'all know that it's real. In the meantime, I am going to enjoy my weed. Okay, I am so excited about being able to bring you guys some cannabis and paraphernalia. I don't know if I should do a merch line maybe sometime in the future, but right now I just want to focus on offering rolling trays, grinders, wraps, the flower buds itself. I may do vapes. I don't know if y'all like vaping pens, but yes, look out for this to come. I'm calling it Flower Power. I gotta work on the branding, designing, a website, all that good stuff. It'll all come together in due time, but right now I'm just trying to get some customers, let people know that I do have this to offer, and my target audience or customers right now is anyone who enjoys cannabis. This is for medicinal purposes, recreational, therapeutic, all of the above. Even if you're an elder and you have ailments and you either prefer to use it in your food as edibles or you just like to smoke it yourself, like this is for you. What a wonderful world we live in. Until next time, we will play here on the Creative Album, Nikitra Berard.